Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If some modern theologians and church members had lived in the days of Jeremiah, there is hardly any doubt they would have thought of him as being too negative, too harsh, and too depressing. They would have probably asked, how can a prophet of an all-loving God write of God's displeasure with his people? His threats of punishment will not lead to reformation and restoration. But Jeremiah and the other faithful prophets of God were not writing or speaking to please the people. They were supernaturally guided by God's Holy Spirit and could not have God's approval if they did not speak God's words to God's people. Do modern preachers think they can do better than follow the example of God's spokesman in the Old Testament and in the New? Jeremiah knew God had ordained that a foreign nation would come to punish the Israelites for their ungodly behavior. The Jewish people had committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the houses of harlots. They were like fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. God warned the Israelites through Jeremiah and through other prophets that he would avenge the people for their vulgarity and immorality. Did the Jews believe God would punish them? Apparently they did not, but they were sadly mistaken. They did not know, or they did not care, that we have to reap what we have sown. Punishment because of their sins was inevitable. God had warned his people about going astray. They had paid little or no attention to his warnings. The time had come for him to bring punishment on the Israelites. He commanded a foreign nation, namely Babylon, to go through her vine rows and destroy, but do not execute a complete destruction. Strip away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. Jeremiah 5:10. The Babylonian army may have thought it was operating on its own power, and it was the most powerful army in the world. But it could not have done anything without God's permission. God was using the Babylonian army to punish his people for their rebellion. The army would be allowed to bring heavy destruction on Israel, but it could not utterly destroy. Figuratively speaking, the Lord would allow the Babylonians to prune his choice vine, the nation of Israel, but God would not permit the vine to be obliterated. Babylon would strip away the branches because they did not belong to the Lord. Why cannot churches in our day read these words from Jeremiah and learn that God expects complete obedience to his commands? Much of what goes on under the name of New Testament Christianity has little to do with the truth of the gospel. Men have added to God's pattern for the church, until in many places the church cannot be recognized as belonging to the Lord. The branches are to be stripped away because they are not the Lord's. The Lord, through Jeremiah, provides for the punishment which would be brought by the Babylonian army. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 5:11. Earlier in this great book, the Lord said to Jeremiah in the days of Josiah, "Have you seen what faithless Israel did? She went up on every high hill and under every green tree, and she played the harlot there. And I thought, after she has done all these things, she will return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it." Jeremiah 3:6 and 7. These ought to be very troubling words to those who believe a child of God cannot fall from grace. Can children of God turn their backs on the Lord, bring shame and reproach on his holy name, and still be saved? The whole book of Jeremiah answers that question in the negative. Thank you, and may God bless you.